Elsewhere on Capitol Hill today, there were more questions about Enron. A Senate panel quizzed analysts from the leading Wall Street investment firms. The senators want to know why many analysts continued to recommend Enron stock well after it had begun to slide steeply downwards. Lawmakers are concerned that conflicts of interest on Wall Street have prevented analysts from saying what they think. From the Capitol, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Like schoolboys who'd been called into the principal's office, four pinstriped Wall Street analysts from top-drawer firms sat stiffly as committee chair Joseph Lieberman posed this question. How could it be, he asked, that 11 out of 16 analysts who followed Enron kept urging people to buy the stock even after the Securities and Exchange Commission had opened a probe into the company's accounting?
No matter what the market does, analysts seem to just keep saying, buy. According to Thomson Financial, two-thirds of all analyst recommendations are buy, and only 1% are sell.
Before the analysts got a chance to answer, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin pointed to what he considered a major conflict of interest affecting most stock analysts who track firms such as Enron.
The analyst compensation is often tied to the success of the investment banking business, as is the analyst standing within the company. And that's a problem, because as long as a company is a client of the analyst's investment banking firm, the analysts have incentives to promote the stock of that company.
But the analysts denied they had such direct incentives. Anatole Fagan of J.P. Morgan insisted he was under no pressure to keep up his positive ratings of Enron, even after the resignation in August of former Enron chief Jeff Skilling.
We did view that as a negative event. But this did not lead to a downgrade, because one of the things that Enron brought to the table, in our opinion, was a very deep and very talented management team and a successful business model.
J.P. Morgan never did recommend that investors sell their Enron stock. Raymond Niles of Solomon Smith Barney argued that he, like other analysts, was simply duped by what he called Enron's failure to provide complete and accurate information.
I recommended Enron stock because I believed in the company's core business model, and I trusted the integrity of the company's certified financial statements and the representations of the company's management.
Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning, himself a former stockbroker, asked J.P. Morgan's Fagan if he was aware of how much Enron stock his company held, and Fagan claimed ignorance.
Do not know whether the asset management side of J.P. Morgan holds or has ever held a position in Enron.
That's impossible, sir. I'm sorry. That's impossible for you to tell me that.
Independent stock analyst Howard Schillett, who did not cover Enron, told the committee that a simple inspection of Enron's quarterly filings with the SEC would have shown any alert analyst all kinds of danger signals.
But if you want to move up the hierarchy in the Wall Street establishment, you don't rock the boat. And that's the reason why nobody at those firms will say there's a problem at a company.
New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli warned the analysts that the status quo in how they do business will no longer be acceptable.
We are either going to take a bright yellow sticker and put it on the windshield of all of your firms, revealing your gas mileage and your resale values, much as this Congress did 30 years ago with a different industry, to know what your track record is, what your rules are about disclosure and the holding of equities and your conflicts of interest, so the public can make its judgment in the marketplace, which is my own preferred solution. Or indeed, this Congress is going to write a regulatory framework to impose some of that.
Lawmakers are considering a number of new regulations. They could include such measures as curbing the compensation analysts get from investment banking activity, restricting analysts' trading of stocks they cover, and banning them from promising favorable ratings to companies they cover. Lieberman, whose committee is the first to tackle the analyst ratings, said that investors who get misleading information might as well go gambling. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.